Welcome back to WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, Ocean City Positive right now. We're down at the beach. We're at Harrison's Harbor Watch. We're at the inlet. If I turn the camera around, you would see sheer beauty and some rocks and some boats and some marlin coming in. We have proprietors, owners, local people, and of course, my dear friend, Lachelle
Beasley
for our purposes, Scarlatta owner card from the Chamber of Commerce here in Ocean City, and Ashley Harrison. It says Harrison's Harbor Watch on here. I got a real Harrison here. How about that? How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for having us to your place. And when I reached out for this tour and I said, I'm going to do a couple days in Ocean City. I mean, I could do 30 days here. You wouldn't mind that, right?
It would be.
You would throw me out of here by next Monday. We wouldn't be friends anymore. But coming down here and being a part of this and being at the end of the inlet, I've never been to your place. So you smack me, spank me, but I did love the crab cake. I had that with the mayor.
Good.
But you've been here forever, right? And your family, this is your place, and Ocean City is your heart and your soul at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So my family's from Ocean City. We've been here in the Eastern Shore of Maryland for years. Harbor Watch is our flagship standalone restaurant. It's been here since 1984.
Location.
Absolutely. I mean, like, look at these windows overlooking the inlet. It's beautiful.
Well, I don't have to. It's like I said to the mayor, why did you come to Ocean City? Why did you leave? You know,
right.
I think for anybody from my side of town, we all dream to have a condo down here, if not for a week, for a lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And then people learn how to play golf and fish and do different stuff like that. For you being from here
from
and still
Ocean City.
Staying here, right? You said you left and went to college, come back. Running a business here, and Lachelle, this is where you come in. These are challenges on a daily basis, certainly on the backside of COVID, that everybody, we've talked about crabs and crab prices and all that, but just, it's tough running a seasonal business. And I my tip, my cap to anyone who's been at this for a lifetime, for all these families that keep these places going when I come down here and make them enjoyable.
Yeah, and I want to jump in. Ashley will be humble, and she certainly won't bring this to the conversation, but it's worth more than mentioning, and that is that her family, the Harrison Group, is the largest employer in Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
Folks would never know that. They make up...
I did not know that.
Right?
Yep.
They make up more of the footprint in terms of hotels and restaurants and attractions and amenities than most here. And
well, I know that name. I mean, I've been in this city forever. I said I would always see the flags and the planes going by and the boats after that.
Mm-hmm. But to undervalue that would not be doing us, you know, justice here today in this conversation, because Ashley and the legacy that she carries on translate directly into that visitor experience that you and others that come here ultimately have. And so we don't ever want to undervalue or underestimate their contribution here in Ocean City, because it is a significant portion of that experience when you come here.
Well, the children are the people that laid the groundwork for all of this, that literally laid the boardwalk down here. And talking to the mayor about that, how you keep that going is having people vested in it and every day making sure the beach is clean. Every day making sure the place is safe. For me to come down here year after year after year and see it, you know, go through different phases, but it's as clean as I've ever seen it. It's as vibrant in a... There's just a lot of people here.
Yes,
I mean,
there are a lot of people
this morning
here.
Coming down here, I was worried about traffic. I didn't have any, but the traffic's an issue this week. That's a good problem to have. That's how you sell crab cakes, right?
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that translates into that experience, into that revenue, ultimately, that we want generated for our business community here in Ocean City.
We talk so much about help wanted signs in the aftermath of COVID. Give me an overview of your business over the last year, year and a half, where the world shut down, and now we're trying to reopen again. Mm-hmm. Every business in Baltimore is dealing with this, restaurants, but everyone, just trying to get the readjustment of where we are. And this all kind of comes at once, right? Mm-hmm. We were all locked up. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to come to the beach. Mm-hmm. There was a story I saw on mainstream news the other day about just beach properties everywhere in the country this summer. If you had a beach house, it was booked.
Correct.
Yes,
and that means that the restaurants are going to be as full as they've ever been, theoretically, right?
Yes. So 2020 was COVID, and COVID affected everyone. And for Ocean City in particular, we had businesses that suffered. We closed some of our properties in the early days of it because we just weren't sure what was going to be happening. And, 2020, it could have been a lot worse. 2021 has turned out to be a really good summer. The people are back, as you can see. I mean, they're everywhere. The hotels are full. The restaurants are full. What Lachelle said earlier in terms of revenue, it's turning out to be a very, very strong summer. You have a lot of people that all of a sudden their beach house that they maybe only came to a few weekends a year Now they're here much longer. During COVID, the lockdown, we did have people that moved down and relocated to the beach. They wanted to get away from the cities. I get that. I understand it because I live here. So it's turned out to be a surprisingly good summer. I think there is a collective, you know, if we can just get back to 2019, that'll be a good year. And 2021 is eclipsed that.
Is there part of this where the beach season extends a little bit more? It feels to me like people come down in September and school has changed in the way people, kids go to school.
Yeah, so
we used to always be done June 10th, come down here, beach week, always have to go back September 3rd, 4th, 5th.
Sure,
it's a little different, and I think the weather, and it plays into global warming a little bit, it just... The weather's been good this summer, and I think the weather's also part of this, right? Good weekends means good things for Ocean City.
Yeah, the weather has been good, and actually with a lot of the schools going to virtual school, you had parents that could relocate their family at times when they otherwise wouldn't. So if the children don't have to be in school, they can be down here, they can be doing virtual school. The season is now extended, so that's been really great for us.
Well, Shelley, let's talk a little bit about employment down here, people down here, because all the people come, then there has to be somebody to make the crab cakes, not just catch the crabs, make the crab cakes, serve the tables, bring the drinks, doing all of that. That's an infrastructure thing I talk about every single day, especially you know, with all my business partners at home, that people live in Baltimore. It's completely different, Lachelle.
It's completely different. And so Ashley sits with me in the committee structure that, you know, discusses and addresses much of this topic. And so a little unique to Ocean City in that as a seasonal community, we employ a seasonal workforce, a town that has less than 7,000 full-time occupants. And yet the current demand for seasonal workforce is at 12,000, to give you relativity. We have a county that's less than 60,000 full-time residents. And so you see the significant impact that has. Traditionally, we've welcomed the J-1 visa students, summer work travel experience.
My son works six summers down here at Secrets, taking pictures and being tipped well.
So you know it. So we hosted them for 4 months of summer. They made up, for Ashley's family and the employers here, they made up a significant portion of their workforce. Ultimately came here exceptional in every way. These are students that have a 3.8 or above grade point average in their home country.
Whoa. I didn't know.
See, this is the information I'm sharing.
I love the water ice place up on First Street, and they always had young Polish gals for years, and I would talk to them because I love talking to you.
Right.
The gal that waited on me last night, I had a salad up on 12th Street. She was from Georgia, and I said, "Where are you from?" She said, "Georgia," and I'm like, "No, the other Georgia,
right?
But she lives in France, in Strasbourg." So I had this wonderful conversation.
It's
I love
amazing.
That part of it. I don't just want to talk to people from Pittsburgh, believe it or not. You know, so talking to people from Europe here was part of. And she is overjoyed about being here.
They are thrilled.
I talked politics with her for a couple minutes, and she said, "I love coming to America. Yeah. I love being here. Her English is perfect.
Beautiful.
But I didn't know that what the bar is. Because I'm always amazed at these young people that come second language from anywhere. I think we, as Americans, we don't. She speaks five languages because I asked her.
You just said it.
Because I asked her. So you speak.
They're all multilingual.
Multilingual, interviewed in English, and their English must be a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. 3.8 grade point average or above. These are the
exceptional university
people.
Student.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And so this
it's
is
the first time I've ever heard this.
This is what I want to share. And so the world makes an assumption, I think, in some cases, and doesn't really realize this is a cultural exchange. They are our very best ambassadors. Ocean City, Maryland, in the J-1 visa program, is the number one.
They go back
requested.
To Ireland, and they say, when you go to America, you got to go there.
Correct.
Yes.
They do.
Yes, they actually do.
Ocean City, number one.
For all
requested.
Their memories are same as my memories of being a kid.
Correct.
Yep. Absolutely.
So we're the number one in the country. They all want to come here. What's the challenge for us, and Ashley knows this all too well, with the demand placed on Ocean City and all that we've been talking about, and Airbnb and VRBO and the hotels being booked, we don't have enough places to house them for seasonal workforce. And so it's become a blessing.
So Greg can't put me up above the Shoreham the way he did my kid 20 years
ago. We don't have enough.
No, we don't have enough beds.
And so that is ultimately what is weighing into our challenge right now. We've tackled an issue in recent months, and the Chamber's very much involved in that, navigating, and we have some pretty, I think, more than viable, exciting stuff. We're talking about a town that can't even fully, in some instances, house their seasonal workforce for beach patrol, police
That's
officers. It's a problem. And we need to address that. I think the community has recognized that it needs to be addressed. They've got some creative solutions for addressing it. As I mentioned, we're in the thick of it.
I was always looking for a place to crash when I was down here, right? Michelle. You know that. So,
but the claim nest that, you know, the American college student doesn't want to come work here anymore, I can just tell you, that's not true entirely. The challenge has been is that the rising price per square foot of real estate on the peninsula has ultimately driven the seasonal housing price up so much that when it made sense when you and I grew up and prior to that...
Oh, my son came down here 15 years ago. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't now because the price to just lodge for that season far outweighs in some instances the revenue they generate to take home. And so we've got to come up with a solution for that. I think that we have.
I loved his dorm room, by the way.
Right?
You know, he would get up and go surf out here.
And that's what we do. I mean, you see my shoes.
He was like a little hippie like
right?
his dad.
This is what I wear to work. Most people don't.
I wore like sneakers today, but I went to sandals.
Yeah,
and not just
because
I have a nice tan.
We call them dress sandals here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have them on.
Dress sandals, dress flip-flops. But that's the standard work dress.
All right, I'm quitting Baltimore positive. That's it. I'm Ocean City positive. I'm moving down here like Batman did 35 years ago. I'm never going home.
And he never left.
Let's talk about the crab cake for a minute here because I enjoyed it. I don't know that I'm going to eat another one. It's sitting here and it's looking at me, but people think I'm really going to get sick of crab cakes. I'm like, it's 30 days. Every single crab cake is going to be different, right? If I go to the next 12 places to serve a crab cake up here, it's just going to be different. Not better, worse, whatever, just different, literally.
Mm-hmm. I always say there's no bad pizza, just different. I think crab cake, same way.
Every single person that, when I put this out, you want to have the best crab cake, my grand, my aunt, my, you know, my uncle on Easter, you know, whatever it is, but everybody has a... But crab is so delicious no matter how you serve it, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, great recipe, great crab cake.
Thank you.
Where did this come from? This recipe? Is this family? Is it same crab cake from 1984?
Yes, same crab cake.
Who made it? Who grandmother, aunt? Where's the recipe? You don't even know?
Originally, 1984 was before my time. But
she just begged off. That's
she
fine.
Just threw you right under the.
That's okay. I wasn't asking you what's in it. I'd
like to tell her what year you graduated from high school right now when she told you what.
I don't know how old she is, but I'm assuming.
That's not what I asked. Tell her what year you graduated.
I graduated in 1985. I know I look young and sexy.
What's that life like?
Well, I don't remember 1985. I didn't have a crab cake this good back in 85. Okay. I promise you that.
It is a crab cake recipe that it's our recipe that we had back in 1984 with the original management team of the property.
All right. That's it. It's the Harrison's crab cake.
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
I mean, I know I'm going to be biased when I say it, but it's my favorite recipe, and that is the gold standard that I judge other crab cakes by.
One day I'm going to have like a dozen like crab cake emporium people and bring them all together.
Would you please invite me? Yeah.
Right. Done. 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 I have a feeling you're going to be, and I would love to see like real crab cake people argue about celery seed, mustard, breadcrumbs,
No peppers.
See, people really...
Yeah, those people are also from North Carolina. No peppers.
No peppers.
You're talking about pimento.
No, I'm talking about like
little red,
chopped
green
up red and green peppers.
I love little red and green peppers.
Not in crab cakes.
Cake.
Okay.
Out.
Oh, we're done here.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
I knew there was going to be a fight. That's what every day we're going to go
Wait,
through.
Wait, hold
this.
On. You won't put cocktail sauce on a crab cake, but you'll put peppers in it.
I love peppers, though.
Peppers are like for Mexican food.
No.
Not.
No.
Not a crab cake. Particularly not here in Ocean City.
Yeah.
Just going to say that.
There's a place later in the week that I'm going. And I'm going with Donna Edwards at National Harbor. It's called the Crab Cake Cafe.
Yeah.
And they serve like a Hawaiian this and that. And I'm almost like, if I'm going to have a Maryland crab cake every single day, I may want to veer off course and try something a little different. But I want to have what the house specialty is. That's why, because I'm a fried guy.
Okay.
If I ordered this fried, you would not fry it, or would you fry it if I demanded that you
Well, it's
fry
what Jeb said earlier, that you can't fry it. Because
you tell me you can't.
Well, there's no filler in it, so it's going to fall apart.
Okay.
So we can't really fry it.
My crab cake places, over the course of years, they would send me home with a crab cake, and I'd say, you do not want me posting a picture of social media of what I'm going to do to that crab when I get it home. Because I am going to fry it to, you know, because I just am, and I do.
Then you're going to put peppers in it?
No, sometimes I do. Depends on the recipe,
you
know?
All right.
I've made them a million different ways at home, but I'm not, like, good at making them like you are. That's why I came to you.
Yeah, oh, I didn't make that one.
I'm learning things. Just about the way that you... The toppings of all of them, the way they're broiled.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday at Suicide Bridge, I had a little taste of butter on the top, and I'm like, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was more J.O. and salt. That's good.
Yep.
But you do parsley in there, and It's the slurry and that's different every place. Yep.
It literally and it comes on a sizzle plate.
On a sizzle plate.
So that's what it's cooked on.
Right there.
So this
is a metal plate.
This,
yep.
Yeah,
goes,
that's why you have,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy goes straight in the oven.
See,
it's cooked on a plate.
This is why I'm asking you about. I'm glad we extended this segment because I want to learn. So not everybody serves it. Not many people. I don't know that I've ever had one on a skillet like this.
Right. No, it's uncommon to have them on a skillet.
Well, if anybody else has it, I'm going to say they copied it from
these
you.
Are in my house now because moving to the Eastern Shore was like a requirement. You open my kitchen cabinet, they're right there.
Yep, you're going to cook scallops. You're going to put them on a sizzle plate.
I want that next.
A sizzle plate or scallops?
Scallops next summer.
I'm going to send you home with
a sizzle plate. I've decided I'm going to do oysters after I do this because I like oysters.
Definitely do the oysters. The oysters here are delicious.
Yeah.
You should do that.
At the oyster bar downstairs.
You char grill them a little bit or just roll?
No, we don't char grill them.
See that? We're getting into fight. Somebody from New Orleans would come up here and say, you put some spinach on that, char grilled
oysters.
And like,
yeah, we just don't do them here.
Just don't do them. Okay.
Yeah.
But you would eat them.
Absolutely.
So I can
I
have you
oysters.
In that contest too.
Uh-huh.
Full oyster bar set up downstairs.
Yep, downstairs at the Raw Bar.
I saw it on
it's
the way
amazing.
In.
View's amazing. Yeah. Food's delicious.
Harrison's Harbor Watch. We're down here at the Inlet in Ocean City. We're promoting things. I'm eating crab cakes. I'm looking at the sand. I'm looking at the Coons Ford Bronco that Dennis gave me. He gave me that car. People.
It is right there on the corner.
It's I can't begin it. I told Dennis this. I've had a dozen people in a day.
Uh-huh. In Ocean City.
I had neighbors of friends of mine yelling at me. Uh-huh. I had people circling it on bikes, and they all yell, sweet ride, dude. And I'm like, I've never been in a vehicle quite like this Bronco. Mm-hmm. You can't buy it. You can buy it, but you can't have it. Yeah. It's a 22. So if you see me out on social media with that, big thanks to Dennis Colatsos. Our friends at Wise Markets have sent us down here. I'm in the middle of a crab cake tour in the middle of Chicken Palooza. Royal Farms is Chicken Palooza. Yeah. So I stopped. The Royal Farms are special here.
Chicken on the Shore.
Okay. No.
Yes.
More important than that, I'm going to show you a picture.
The best gas station fried chicken. There's no shame in eating it out of the bucket in the parking lot.
I saw
it
Royal Farm
delicious.
Stuff. So I'm crossing the bridge, and this is very, very special, and it only happens at Ocean
Did you get
City.
One of the t-shirts?
No. What happened?
Oh.
I have Come a t-shirt. On. I have a Chicken Palooza t-shirt.
Oh, okay,
I didn't have to buy one. I want to show you this picture because it's unique to Ocean City. I got to find it, though. Because I've taken so many pictures on this trip.
You're going to come back and do an Eastern Shore chicken
tour? So here it is right here. This is the Royal Farms. Beer and wine. Beer and wine at the ROFO. Beer and wine.
And bait and tackle.
I got a six pack.
Don't forget the fried
of
chicken.
A former sponsor of mine, American Beer Company from Golden, Colorado. And I got a Chicken Palooza, $6. Uh-huh. Two pieces with a roll and Westerns.
Uh-huh.
And I did it up on the porch. We'll have to talk about that later. Lachelle Beasley Scarlato is here, and Ashley Harrison's here. Thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
You look so much better in purple. I just say that. I say that as someone from the state of Maryland. It's a Maryland color, though. A little red and black. I'm Nestor. We're down here in Ocean City. We're going to be all over the state. I'm going to be in Chestertown with Heather Mazier at 98 Cannons on Thursday. We're going to be in Salisbury for Telly's on Tuesday night. We're going to be at Jolly Roger on Tuesday. Wednesday, we move to Blue up the street. We're going to do a little sunset. Work there with the crab cake there. And then I come home on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're in Southern Maryland. I'm going to get some insights rather on that. I'm Nestor. We're at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, AM 1570. We never stop talking crab cakes and Baltimore stuff.